I'm assistant professor at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, and my focus is on black, gay, and bisexual men and other men who have sex with men, particularly adolescents, and I'm an HIV provider, but I love to do qualitative work and really just talk to the young men and really get to know them. So I'm going to be presenting some of that data. I really like to focus on first same-sex sexual experiences, because we've left out this important piece of sexual development for these young men. So today I'm going to spend some time talking about physical satisfaction and pleasure. And the question I have for the group, and I hope more people come in, is really, does it matter? And looking at the experiences of satisfaction during first same-sex sexual experiences in the sample of young black, gay, bisexual men and same-gender-loving men, because not all of them identify as black, gay, and bisexual. I don't have any financial disclosures. I will be talking about sex and pleasure, so just to prepare you. So let's look at this from a public health standpoint. Public health researchers have really acknowledged that there is a needed focus of physical satisfaction and pleasure in the sexual health paradigm. And the World Health Organization has gone on to describe sexual health as a state of physical, emotional, mental, and social well-being, and not just the absence of disease, dysfunction, or infirmity. And I think that we should really think about that and approach this question from that perspective, that it's not the absence of disease, but it's really about sexual health and how that fits in overall health. When we look at young black, gay, and bisexual men and first sex, there's really been a paucity of data looking particularly at physical satisfaction and pleasure in gay and bisexual men overall, especially young men, young gay and bisexual men, but also looking at first sexual experiences and how young men describe satisfaction, physical satisfaction and pleasure during those experiences. And for black young men, there may be some unique experiences that occur because of the intersection between social isolation, racism, and homophobia in their families and their communities. And I think that there's been some work by Jose Burmeister showing that pleasure and physical satisfaction really does help to aid in coping with some of those social stressors in some young men. So we really have to unpack what these experiences mean for these young men as well as how they're using them. So as a first step to understand the public health significance of physical satisfaction and pleasure during first a few same-sex sexual experiences, we really sought to explore expectation of experiences and meaning of physical satisfaction and orgasm in a sample of 15 to 19-year-old young men who mostly identified as black, gay, and bisexual. We recruited the young men from various ways, including clinics, adolescent, STD and school-based clinics, outreach at local venues, as well as LGBT-specific events in the community through JACT and Facebook postings, as well as through snowball sampling. And most of our sample actually came through snowball sampling. We used a mixed methods approach to examine these questions, which really meant that we had a baseline, a CASI interview, but we also asked quantitative surveys, which I'll talk about a little bit, and then qualitatively completed an in-depth interview around first experiences to really understand the experiences of these young men. So as far as physical satisfaction was concerned, participants were first asked to rate quantitatively physical satisfaction during first same-sex using the following question. If you had to rate that sexual experience on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is very sexually satisfying and 1 is not sexually satisfying at all, how would you rate it? After that, participants were really asked to describe what feelings of pleasure were experienced during that sexual experience. And pleasure was defined as the feeling people have when aroused It included not only the physical experience, but also the sensory stimuli that go along with that. So the touch, the smell, the sounds, all the things that go along with a pleasurable experience. And then we asked the level of sexual response, as been defined by Kinsey and others, from no sensation to an orgasm. And so orgasm being defined as a peak of sexual excitement characterized by strong feelings of pleasure, genital contractions, and ejaculation. We used a phenomenologic framework to really allow participants to explain what these experiences meant to them in their own context of their lives. And then we used open coding to connect the emergent themes that occurred in these interviews across interviews and to identify some of the major themes. So here's the demographics of the sample. The sample was, on average, 17.6 years. They mostly self-identified as Black, which included Black Caribbean, Black Arab, African American. Two participants described themselves as biracial. Most of the sample self-identified as gay. 34% identified as bisexual, and two participants said that they didn't fit into either of those categories. The age at first sex was 13.9 years old, but at the time of the interview, on average, individuals reported about four partners in the last 6 months, with a mean of 13 partners in their lifetime, with a median of 8.5. So we were capturing some people that were just recently having sex, some people that had been having sex for a while and actually had a lot of partners, and some people that had just started to have oral sex and not necessarily engage in penetrative sex yet. As far as the sample is concerned, four of the young men were HIV positive, and nine participants described that they had a prior STD diagnosis. When we looked at physical satisfaction and orgasm, 47 of the 50 young men were able to rate their experience. So that meant three people really struggled with having to rate it on a scale of 1 to 5. Among those that were able to rate their physical satisfaction, most reported being extremely or very satisfied during their first same-sex sexual experience. So same-sex sexual experience in this talk includes oral sex, includes anal penetrative sex, includes both being either the receptive or the insertive partner. The mean score of physical satisfaction was 3.6, and nearly half of the sample described having or experiencing an orgasm during their first sex, and we asked about specifically penile orgasm or anal orgasm, or both. So what was tied to physical satisfaction? One, the positive expectation of sex, meaning that I'm expecting it to be pleasurable or physically satisfying. But there were also specific factors that participants described factoring into whether or not the experience was pleasurable. Partner factors, including emotional connection, context of life, meaning what was going on at the time of their first sex, and then sex-specific event factors. Partner factors include not only the partner type, casual versus romantic, but also physical aspects of the partner, including attractiveness, muscular build, penis size, and emotional connection of the partner. So this young man, who self-identified as bisexual, is 19, and he says packing. He had nice size on him and everything, and he knew what he was doing. This other young man described that he had an emotional or caring partner, and that really mattered to experiencing a pleasurable experience. He knew what he was doing. Again, he knew what he was doing. We heard that before. He wasn't in a rush. He didn't try to force it in, anything like that. I didn't have no pain or none of that. It was nice. So here are two examples of young men describing partner factors. Physical factors, and then emotional factors that contributed to pleasure and physical satisfaction. Intimacy also came up as occurring with experiences of pleasure. The thing that appealed to me was the touch. Somebody just holding on to you while you're watching a movie because it was supposed to be a movie night. And, you know, you're just cuddling, breathing down your back. Social factors such as the context of being out to friends and family impacted sexual satisfaction. I liked it. I wanted to do it again. When I said something to him about doing it again, he was like, why would we do it again? You told your parents, and I got in trouble. And so then I was really upset because I felt like you put this on me. So here's a young man that's describing now feeling alone because he's no longer able to connect with his sexual partner because of the context, the social context of what was going on in their lives. Substance use was also key in promoting sexual relaxation and arousal for some of these young men. This 18-year-old gay male shared, I usually smoke before I have sex. It takes the edge off. It makes everyone relax and it hurts less. It feels much better. We're both smoking usually. So this was a recurrent theme not only during first sex but subsequent sex as well. There were some specific sex event factors that factored into satisfaction and pleasure. And this included condom use and lubrication, as well as ejaculate during sex, as well as sexual position. So this young man who is 19 describes that the ejaculation was satisfying. It was satisfying because when he ejaculated in me, I enjoyed it. I don't know why. So a lot of them struggled with really understanding or being able to articulate what it was about the ejaculate or what it was about, you know, condom non-use that actually factored into pleasure, whether it was the connection or something else. This other young man described that it was the physical experience of the orgasm itself or the physical experience of the sex itself that contributed to orgasm. When I came, that was the most satisfying moment because I came before, but it just felt different. I guess because I was actually penetrating somebody instead of using my own hand. So how did men use the meaning of physical satisfaction and pleasure? This often validated sexuality. It helped these young men to gain experience, to gain a sense of empowerment and self-esteem, as well as sexual role clarification. He helped me to release how I should feel towards other guys and everything. I shouldn't be scared to be with other people. I should just embrace myself and be who I am, said a 17-year-old bisexual male. Another young man described feeling empowered. He said, I'm the younger brother, so people control me. I think it, talking about satisfaction during first sex, gave me more of an empowering feeling. That's what it was. Made me feel like I can do what I want now. That's what I felt like. So I think this work really just provides a snapshot, just a snapshot of how young men are using sexual pleasure, but it also highlights the importance of sexual satisfaction and pleasure during early sexual experiences of young black, same gender loving young men. I think it also suggests to us as public health practitioners that we need to do a little bit more to examine how to safely promote sexual satisfaction and pleasure during first sex, and also to do it in a way that is not necessarily just focused on risk, because these young men are describing that they're not using it from a risk perspective or thinking about it from a risk perspective. There are some limitations that I should highlight about this study. It included young men that were 15 to 19 years old. And so it may not necessarily reflect, we had a very wide age range of first sex, that some young men may actually be having first experiences that are much earlier than what we were capturing. And so those experiences may be subject to some recall bias, especially if they occurred younger than the age when we saw them. And certainly some of these findings may not transfer to other young men, other same gender loving young men that live in other communities that are not black. So it may not transfer to all young men, all same gender loving young men. But I think there's some implications here. I think that in the advent of biological interventions such as PrEP, we've really got to design public health strategies that incorporate a comprehensive sexual health model that includes pleasure, physical satisfaction, orgasm, and so how these young men can really have such important constructs without engaging in and thinking and just focusing about risk, because these quotes, this work just highlights how important it is to these young men for their sexual health in the future. I'd like to acknowledge the adolescents who share their stories, my mentor team, my research team, some of who are here, and as well as my funding sources. Thank you.
So rather than holding up questions to the end, I'm going to open up for questions now, if anyone has any questions for Dr. Sanders. Anyway, yeah.
This is just a question of clarification. For the satisfaction scale, I assume that one was likely satisfied, five was most satisfied.
Yes.
And so increases in score correlate with an increase in satisfaction.
Right.
Okay, so with a median of four, that's actually, you had a lot of young men who were reporting that they were actually pretty satisfied.
Yeah. So over half described, 56% of them described being satisfied or extremely satisfied, so which would have been the four and then the five.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a great comment, and we're still looking at how we can tease out some of those things. So that's a great idea about stratifying based on age at first sex, and really looking a little bit further at experiences of pleasure in those different age ranges. Thank you.
So I might have missed this, but what was the time period between first sex and measurement?
Yeah, so thank you for that question. I didn't present that data. So we have looked at this, and there are certainly some ranges. So on average, about half of the sample report that their first sex is within 3 to 4 years. So we're interviewing them, and it's been within 3 to 4 years. So the mean age of first sex self-report was 13.9. So that's an average, but there is quite a range in age of, timing from first sex to when we're actually doing the interview. And so it's because while the mean age is 13.9, some of the, our age range was 15 to 19. So it some of them could be as much as 6 years, some are even more, but half of the sample had their first experience within 4 years of time. So, about 30% within 2 years. And then there were about 10% of the sample that actually had only engaged in oral sex at the time of their first interview. And so what we're doing now, we follow these young men for a course of a year. And so what we're doing now is really looking at those different trajectories of those young men that actually had just had their first sex while we've been following them. So, but we're not presenting that data today.
I'm off, and then we'll work our way up.
Yeah, just wondering, the narratives in regards to violence specifically, mm-hmm. Was sexual experience with sports or not, did that come up?
Yes, so thank you. So we tried to ask participants to focus on healthy sexual experiences. So in our sort of interview guide, in our orientation at the beginning of the survey, we said we want you to focus on healthy sexual experiences. Did coerced sexual experiences come up in the discussion? They certainly did. They were not very common, which is good, but they did come up. And so there were some qualitative descriptions of more coerced experiences that we then, as mandated reporters, had to discuss what sort of, this is an adolescent, they're most of them, average age 17, so we had to discuss mandated reporting as well as sexual assault and what the state guidelines were for our area, and then link them to appropriate services. Yeah. So substance use was Yes, substance use was, and we have a round table tomorrow, but substance use was included alcohol and marijuana, so self-reported alcohol and marijuana use. And substance use was very common in the sample. 80% of them had used substances, prior to sex. Half of them described, a little over half described using it actually prior to their first experiences. So, which is a different concern and issue when you think of, a harm reduction approach of how do we help young men during their first experiences if they're using substances to help them relax.